Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News for today, Monday, August 24th. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, police reportedly investigating the suspicious death of a colibistry man. Tropical storm warnings, watches in effect for portions of the Caribbean as weaker Danny gets closer. And FTSE 100 and European markets rattled by losses in China. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details after this.
Your style, your taste, your look. As individual as you are, create the room that's all about you with new home furnishings from Courts. And when you shop today, get a free gift of your choice. Plus, you can make a purchase now and pay absolutely nothing for 90 days. So create the room that's all about you with home furnishings from Courts, bringing value home.
Police are reportedly investigating the suspicious death of a man who was discovered in a strange situation at his home at Colibistri on Sunday, August 23rd. Desmond Rudet died while being transported to the St. Joseph Health Center after he was found in a state of severe physical distress at his Colibistri home. A source who claims to be a friend of the deceased said he reportedly found Rudet at about 6:15 a.m. while making a visit to his home. He said when Rudet was being lifted off the sofa where he had been sitting in order that he could be transported to the St. Joseph Health Center, it was discovered that he was tied up around his abdomen. His hands were also tied at his sides and to the structure on which he was sitting. According to the friend, there was no ambulance service immediately available, so Rudet was taken via a passenger bus to St. Joseph, but it was only when they arrived at the destination that it was discovered that Rudet had died along the way. Police have reportedly questioned the man on the matter and told him that he could be questioned again during the course of their investigation. He says it is too early to tell what happens to Rudet, and it will be up to the police to find out more. However, he thinks there is a lingering question on the minds of many Colibistri villagers as to why would anyone tie themselves up. He says that would make no sense. Q95 will seek an official report from the police on this incident. Dominica's Prime Minister and Finance Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says he will continue to take measures against unhealthy practices costing the state millions of dollars. However, Mr. Skerritt says certain budgetary measures may be revisited if the desired result is not achieved. The 2015-2016 national budget outlined an increase in the excise tax rates on the number of items, including cigarettes, alcoholic beverages, and sugar-based products. That move comes as government says it is seeking to curb the high incidence of CNCDs in the country. Mr. Skerritt holds a third DLP administration town hall meeting recently. He is not quite done in tackling that problem.
I honestly do not think, as Minister for Finance, I am finished with my actions to deter the proliferation of smoking and excessive drinking in Dominica. If what we have done so far does not have the desired effect, I will revisit the issue again, perhaps even before the next budget address. Because I know people have rights, and I will not seek to deny them access to cigarettes and alcohol. I'm not saying that we'll ban cigarettes and alcohol, I'm not saying that. But when I reflect on the millions of dollars that certain lifestyle diseases are costing Dominica, I cannot and will not sit silent and allow such unhealthy practices to escalate without introducing measures to curb it. The same goes as well for the sugar rush. Not only are we destroying our children's teeth, but the majority of people are prone to hypertension, diabetes, among other NCDs. And the cost of these to the state each year is astronomical.
Meantime, the Prime Minister says measures such as the highway maintenance levy promote greater responsibility for road users.
How can anyone seeking to hold leadership positions in this country criticize a measure that will return order to road usage in Dominica and which ultimately will safeguard and protect the rights of citizens? If you're driving a vehicle and it is not licensed or insured and it swerves out of control and injures or unfortunately kills someone, what are you going to say to the family? This is a byproduct of the practice of irresponsibility that the imposition of the highway improvement levy begins to address. Part of the money will be funneled towards public education. There are certain common practices that need to be stamped out in this country, and we'll be using part of the proceeds of that fund to impress upon motorists the need for greater maturity and responsibility in the use of our highways.
The highway maintenance levy is to be applied to all classes of vehicles on a yearly basis. Princess Margaret Hospital consultant psychiatrist Dr. Griffin Benjamin adds his support to calls for discussions on decriminalization of marijuana. There have been calls for governments to allow the use of marijuana as a medical drug and for limited regulated use for recreational purposes without punishment after Jamaica's parliament historically moved in that direction in February of 2015. Jamaica approved the possession of up to 2 ounces of marijuana, which was formerly a petty offense that could have resulted in a $5 ticket, but with no arrest or criminal record. Delivering a University of the West Indies Open Campus Dominica lecture on vagrancy at the Fortune Hotel on August 20th, Dr. Benjamin said there is need for positive discussion on decriminalization of marijuana as the global war on drugs has not worked. Dr. Benjamin was responding to a question from the audience and added that alcohol and drug abuse are among contributing factors to vagrancy. In more news this afternoon, the Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce is reporting an increase in sales for businesses which participate in the annual Shop Dominica. The fourth annual Shop Dominica, which runs from August 28 to 30, was launched last week.
In 2012, under the leadership of the then president of the DAIC, Ms. Lillian Piper, the Shop Dominica event was born. The weekend, dubbed Shop Dominica, experienced the promotions provided for considerable discounts from department stores, retail stores, supermarkets, restaurants, and hotels to both locals and visitors alike. The objectives set were to increase gross sales within private sector businesses during the shopping weekend and to increase the number of visitors coming to Dominica. In addition, the event was to develop into a recognized shopping brand inside and outside of Dominica by 2015. That year, 113 businesses registered to participate in Shop Dominica. A survey conducted following that year's event showed that 20% of those who participated in that survey saw sales surpassing the previous year by 300%. All respondents to that survey also said that they would participate again.
Managing Director of the DAIC, Teresa Campbell Carbon, she says many more businesses have signed on for Shop Dominica 2015.
Businesses of all sizes and from all sectors are once again offering discounts to customers. The weekend of August 28th, 29th, and 30th, for example, J. Astafans and Company Limited is offering up to 15% discount on hardware, up to 20% discount on building supplies, and up to 50% of items on the first floor, and these are just a few. Shoppers can expect attractive discounts from HHV Wechurch, Picard Beach Cottages, Jolly's Pharmacy, Fashion Line Store, and many more. Whilst in the past, the event has primarily focused on businesses in Roseau, this year, we see participants from Portsmouth as well. Hotel The Champs Restaurants and Pizzeria Bar will offer $15 worth of free drinks for every $30 worth of food purchased by patrons. Swirl's Frozen Yogurt Cafe is offering a buy one froyo and get 25% off the second and other specials. The Happy Store in Portsmouth, M&R Trading Limited, Picard Beach Cottages, Silver Lining Car Rental and Apartments will all offer deals to their customers.
Meantime, President of the Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, Jeffrey Baptist, says the Shop Dominica initiative is one way of being creative in responding to the economy.
Let me say on behalf of the DIC, I think we're very absolutely infused to be leading this initiative for us. It's about how do we create greater spending within the economy? How do we create greater value to our membership And I think we have a responsibility as the private sector umbrella body to lead from the front. It is always easier to stand by and complain that the economy is soft. There is limited disposable income in circulation within the economy. And we can complain and we can have a field day having a long conversation around what is bad and how, I guess, challenging it is for us as business people to lead within this economy. But we think complaining, while it may well be the easiest option, is not the best option. I think as a chamber, we need to lead, we need to innovate, we need to be creative and to find new ways to stimulate great activity within the private sector. And for us, we think through Shop Dominica, it is a very good workable platform to see that type of growth and see the type of spending that we think we need to kind of create as a, not just as a once-off, but as the norm within the Dominica economy. And we want to really put all the muscle of the DIC and engage the full participation of the private sector so we can make this work.
General Manager of the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation, Florian Mitchell, has called for a change of attitude towards garbage disposal in Dominica. Mitchell says some communities have exercised responsibility, but others need to consider the negative impact of garbage on the image of Dominica.
We have this saying, tourism is everybody's business. We believe waste management is the same. If we have an untidy environment, it's not pleasant for us, and we want the people to be aware that the waste that we produce is we are the ones producing it. And the same way we take our pride in ensuring that we are well attired, let us ensure that we give that same attention to our waste, ensure that our home is clean, ensure that our streets are clean, ensure that our city is clean, and ensure that our island is clean. Simple thing, bag your garbage, put that bag in a container and put that container out for collection on a day and time specified. There are communities where you see those things. I mean, if you go, I mean, I like to just choose a few communities. I mean, we have bad practices, but then you have very good practices in certain communities. If you go down the Piti Savan area, you do not see that. You only see garbage out when you see the truck. If you go down to the Peebush, Thibault, Penfield, Vickers area, you do not see garbage out on the street unless people hear the truck or they hear the horn. There are a few communities like that, but we'd want to see every single one be that way. But I mean, there is a lot of education, and then we have to understand that the waste management is our responsibility and not solely the responsibility of soil waste management, because I mean, we're the ones who enjoy the food that we intake, but then the packaging, when we get rid of it, we have to have that pride in ensuring that, you know, I do everything on my part as a resident to ensure that my waste is put out properly.
And a CEO of the Dominica Air and Seaports Authority, Benoit Badwell, says a coordinator has been appointed at the Roseau Ferry Terminal to ease with the process of entering and leaving Dominica. He says this became necessary after a series of discussions with various stakeholders in trying to identify the means and ways of improving the visitor arrival experience at the ferry terminal.
Because one of the problems that we had is that we have several agencies operating at the ferry terminal, and there was poor communication between the agencies in terms of things happening. And then what you found out is that the passenger suffered, the vessel suffered as a result. And so we have now appointed a coordinator who is now understudying the area to be able to provide an additional service. So if there's a problem in terms of the agent and information is not coming through to the passenger, that person will coordinate with the agent and probably make announcements or that kind of thing. Or if there is something in relation to customs and that information is not available to everyone, they will be able to get that information and move the information if it's to the agent or if it's through immigration. So we want to make sure that somebody is always on top of seeking to resolve issues.
Infrastructural upgrades to the ferry terminal, as well as improvements to the immigration and customs declaration process, are among some of the changes made to the services provided at the terminal. Meanwhile, Gary Ed of HHV Whitchurch, the agent for the ferry, has welcomed the recommendations being brought forward.
When the vessel comes in, all these things are going to help, because you can't travel an hour and a half, as the minister said earlier on, and then stand up on the vessel waiting to come ashore because somebody's doing the baggage first, and you can't come ashore until the baggage is complete. it has to be operated like an airline, like an airport. The baggage and the people come off at the same time. So I really welcome what has been happening, especially the fact that the French ID cards can be readable and not that thing of everything is by hand. And I'm also happy to see that the Ministry of Tourism has, engaged the services of the National Employment personnel, students, to go and check each sort of section of the whole exercise to see which of those sections is keeping it back.
In other news this afternoon, tropical storm warnings have been issued for Antigua and Barbuda, Montserrat, St. Kitts and Nevis, and Anguilla as Dani, which was downgraded to a tropical storm last night and continues to weaken, approaches the eastern Caribbean. Tropical storm watches are in effect for Sabre and St. Eustatius, St. Martin, Puerto Rico, Vieques, Culebra, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The watches issued earlier for Guadeloupe, St. Martin, and St. Bartholomew have been discontinued. Dani is carrying maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour and is located 275 miles east of Guadeloupe and 310 miles east-southeast of Antigua. The storm was moving toward the west near 15 miles per hour. After passing the Leeward Islands, Dani is expected to approach Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands tonight or early Tuesday morning. Dani may be a tropical depression or even a remnant low by that time. And stock markets in London, Paris, and Frankfurt have fallen sharply as fears of a Chinese economic slowdown continue to haunt investors. London's FTSE 100 index was down by 4% in early afternoon trade, with major markets in France and Germany down by 4.6% and 4.4% respectively. Shares in Asia were hit overnight, with the Shanghai Composite in China closing down 8.5%, its worst close since 2007. Global investors worry about growth in the world's second largest economy. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Police reportedly investigating suspicious death of a Kulibistri man on Sunday, August 23. Tropical storm warnings, watches in effect for portions of Caribbean as weaker Dani gets closer. And FTSE 100 and European markets rattled by losses in China. Once again, the news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.